This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This would be Foreigner. Little story, Jay.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know.
I think, men would refer to women like this as being ice queens. But listen, there may be some circumstances in which why wouldn't a guy be an ice king, right? Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that expression. I've heard ice queen.
Doesn't that sound like, you hear ice queen and it sounds like a diss, but if you hear ice king, it's like, oh, hey.
Hey, gang.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the fur bikini, speaking of being cold as ice or warm as you know what, Raquel Welch, certainly a sex symbol for the ages. There are a number of fur bikinis that she used to wear and some of the things that she did for... I think she liked wearing them just for the fun of it. So there is the Raquel Welch collection. There's an auction scheduled for April, and the auction is entitled Bombshell, the Raquel Welch Collection. And so looking at the items that are up for bid, fur bikinis worn in her TV special in the 70s, really Raquel. Let's see here, the bikini was used in her first film, 1 Million Years B.C., which is about as silly as anything you can imagine on the screen. It was just silly. Now, did all the guys who were my age want to go see her bopping around? Of course. They didn't care what difference it was 1 Million Years B.C. or 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea or Star Wars, whatever, wherever she was. If she's bopping around in a fur bikini, let's go watch it. And that's what they did. Let's see here. She was in one of the Three Musketeers movies. There had been a bunch of them. And she had... also, she was on... They've got a halter dress that she wore in the Muppet Show. So a lot of shoes and accessories and jewelry and furnishings will all be... She lived in Beverly Crest in L.A., she had a 2018 Mercedes-Benz 550 convertible. She had a 14-karat gold wedding ring. She was married four times. Who gave her that? I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Or did she get it herself?
Her real name was Jo Raquel Tejeda. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, where did Welch come from?
Came from not being able to have people identify with Tejeda. Back in those days. Okay, here's where Raquel Tejeda.
It's either the agent or the management gives them the name, or a family maiden name, I think, who is it? Natalie Portman. Portman comes from, I believe, her maternal grandmother's maiden name.
Really? Yeah. There's a story about a singer from the 50s and 60s and early 70s whose name was Guy Mitchell, but that wasn't really his name at all. His real name was Francois, some Italian name that you could never pronounce. So he was discovered by Mitch Miller, who was the number one producer at Columbia Records in that period of time. He ran Columbia Records before Tony Orlando did. And so he not only was an administrator, he had the Mitch Miller sing-along show and orchestras and choruses and all that stuff. But he would find talent. So he found this fellow who had a great voice. I never felt more like crying all night because everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. So that was one of his many songs. So the guy, Mitch Miller, says, you can't, this is, you'll get no place with that name. So they came up with, Mitch Miller said he was a wonderful guy. So his first name became Guy. And because Mitch Miller's first name is Mitchell, the guy became Guy Mitchell. And that's, that's where that name comes from.
Wow.
So that simple. Yep, that simple. Okay, a couple of business stories floating around that people are talking about with good reason. One of them is the story about Walmart buying Vizio. They have purchased the maker of the number one TV set that sells in Walmart. But I was thinking, you know, they call them smart TVs. I don't know. Vizios are less expensive. But someone's just telling me how he bought some. They guess the cost of these things gone way down, Jay. He bought a bigger TV set. They have an old 2K or something. I don't even know what this stuff means. Is that, I have, I don't know, the ones, the TV sets that I have in my house, one of them I had before I moved in here, and the other two I bought. Yeah, well, it's Bob K. My friend set it up, and we went to buy them, and we bought whatever was around that was good in that era. He was good at finding the stuff, and I don't remember what the brand is, but I know one of them has no brightness, and I probably should replace it. Anyway, my son was saying he went to buy this big screen thing that his wife wasn't going to like when she saw it. But he paid $400 for something that he would have paid $4,000 for. You know, some of these things used to be very expensive. They aren't now.
Well, yeah, I think it's more of a norm anymore. That's why they're not as expensive. Well, because it is a little bit more normal where you have a smart TV because of all of the different streaming services, and you don't need to buy an additional product. It can just be part of your TV. And more homes have it, so it's not necessarily this hot commodity anymore.
Well, if you look at the deal itself, they're spending $2.3 billion because they want to expand their advertising business. They're trying to compete with Amazon. I don't know what brand Amazon is. Amazon own LG, whatever it is. They own one outfit, and so Walmart wants to be like them when they grow up, and so that's what they're doing. So this is they're offering suppliers the ability to display ads on streaming devices. How does this help them? I guess that would be my question. They have a separate business sort of called Walmart Connect, which gives advertisers access to the consumer base. They have a huge base at Walmart. And so they're cranking this thing up. I don't know. This is a side business most people don't know anything about because it's not really public. It's like an internal business. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Vizio has 18 million active accounts, grown by 400% since 2018. The Vizio platform has 500 direct advertisers, and the ads now account for the majority of their gross profit. So, separate business. And, you know, I just discovered this in the place that I stayed in Los Angeles. I've never had Roku before. Roku has pretty much everything that you could want. Right? Do you have Roku on your
packages?
Yeah.
Oh, one of Roku? The TVs, yeah. It has it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how is that? It's just the variety.
That's right, because, you can get the Roku channel. You can still get all of the other streaming services, which you have to pay for and then just sign into your account. Or Roku gives you the option to package different things. But it's almost like a lot of these streaming services are reinventing cable of buying your packages based on what channels you want.
And pretty soon it'll be more expensive than it was before, when you you're trying to save money by cutting the cord or cutting the cable. Is that what they said? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. All right. So there's another economic story that will affect many of you. I have a Discover card, as a matter of fact, and I'm not sure what this means And I'm not sure we're trying to figure this out. So the fact that Capital One bought Discover Card, they call it a merger, but it's not really, they bought into it. This is a huge industry, and this is a huge deal. You see the ads for Capital One all over the place. What are the long-term implications, though, for your credit? If you have, is this less? You know, it's bad enough now that your credit score is controlled by some entity that you have no control over, and neither does anybody else. Mm-hmm. That is those three reporting agencies. Nobody knows where they came from. Nobody knows where they get the authority that they have. But if you apply for a credit card and you don't have a certain score, according to these three boobs that run these companies, then you may not get your credit card. So anyway, this has got to be approved by regulators. Shareholders have to sign off on it. But it will leave Capital One in a much stronger market position, allowing them to offer more bonuses, more perks. I find the Discover Card is a good meat and potato way. I don't need it. I don't really use it that much. I don't use it actually unless somebody says, "Oh, your credit line's exhausted. You need another card." Then you know, you use Discover. They don't have really great benefits. Like my cards are basically built around a mileage that I use for travel. And so everything that I buy on those cards from those two banks, it helps me be able to sit up front. That's basically the bottom line. So another part of the story is how much credit card balances have gone up since last Christmas, right? A 4% jump from the previous quarter, the increase in credit card balances, that is what you owe around the country and around the world, increased. It's not that the debt is $50 billion, but the increase in the amount of debt for the last quarter of last year is up by $50 billion.
Wow.
And so when they charge you 29% on what you haven't paid, that's like mouthwatering to these people. And that's one of the reasons that there is this, let's go get another company if we can and make more money. All right, so think about that. 18 after, this good day.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now 23 after the hour, science, technology, social media all wrapped up into one report here on the Good Day program. Yeah, because social media is important and how it works is important. So here's something from Austin, Texas that we found. Police department there raising concerns about what appears to be crooks targeting people on social media who have had their cars stolen.
Right.
So when a
it's
person's
like a
car...
Whammy.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's bad enough the car gets stolen. But then when you look at the Austin... has become a victim of its own success. The homeless problem in Austin has grown exponentially. There were hundreds of thousands of people who moved to Austin from Los Angeles because people in Los Angeles can't stand to live there, and Austin seemed to be a paradise. Not so much anymore. The homeless problem and thefts, it's becoming just like Los Angeles. Well, I guess that makes sense because most of the people that are moving there are coming from Los Angeles. So anyway... there's this problem with rising auto theft rates, but along with that, there appears to be a trend of social media commenting. When you look around, the messages that are being shared are kind of inside messages, right? Isn't that how... That's kind of what
it looks
like.
It's not necessarily
though.
An inside job. It's typically a completely different theft situation. A lot of people who are on social media don't have their social media private. And if their card gets stolen, they're typically posting about it. And you have these other kind of personal accounts who will be like, hey, you know what? This company's really good at helping people find their cars. And then they direct
Scam.
You to a Facebook page or an Instagram
Scam
account.
Alert.
Yeah, yep. With a link where you pay money for them to help you find your car, and steal your money.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. You should talk to Stephen J.J. Wiseman about that. Ever have an instance, by the way, where these sorts of things happen and you want to check it out? Go to scamicide.com. That's the website set up by our lawyer who appears every week on the countdown. And also sometimes here we have legal questions. It's scamicide.com. Check that out. Here's something else to check out when it comes to technology. This has been a big deal for the last 24 hours or so. What the discovery means, the Milky Way Radcliffe wave. This is another discovery. You find almost every day on the NASA website, you find something new, like this 9,000 light year long gas structure. And can you even imagine? As it's moving along, Everything moves in the universe. This is so hard to even imagine. You just, you know, you can't imagine the size. You can't imagine how this all happens chemically.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, this huge gas structure is birthing new stars. How they're looking at this as insight into how the entire universe was created out of nothing, which is hard to believe even in and of itself, right? How could there have been nothing 20 billion years ago, and then all of a sudden there was something? I'm not sure these guys got the story right, but I don't know what the right story is, frankly.
Who was it? It's an astrophysicist or somebody who was saying their theoretical idea is that the Big Bang was not the beginning of our situation, but the end of a previous one.
Yeah, could have been more of the black hole thing. And this looks like somehow this is connected to a black hole, and that's another thing that people don't understand. What is that? What's a black hole? It's sort of akin to a vacuum, you know. Nature doesn't like a vacuum. So when there's a vacuum, something gets put into it. It gets sucked in to the hole to try to fill it. And that's kind of what a black hole is. And it brings a lot of, you know, planets. People are worried about what happens to our solar system. We're going to get sucked into a black hole. Probably not much to worry about in your lifetime, I'm going to guess. All right, there it is, a little science and social media together. Here at 28 After on Good Day.
Among other things, I've been called frugal. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Hey, it all adds up, so it makes sense to question every expense now. For instance, can you live without your telephone landline? That bill shows up like clockwork month after month while you make most of your calls on a smartphone, right? Unless you need what we used to call the phone company for internet access, cut the cord and take a closer look at your credit card bill. What recurring charges can you live without? Apps like Truebill help you track and manage your subscriptions. If you bank with Bank of America, their free Keep the Change feature rounds up your purchases to the next dollar and deposits it into your savings account. It all adds up. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steph.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Attorney General Letitia James has announced her plan to request that a judge confiscate Donald Trump's assets unless he pays the fine imposed on him from his civil fraud lawsuit. The ex-president was mandated to pay upwards of $350 million. The leading Democrat on the House Oversight Committee has expressed his belief that the impeachment inquiry into President Biden is over.
The whole thing is not only obviously false, but a product of Russian disinformation and propaganda.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin shared his view following the private testimony by the president's brother, James Biden. In his testimony, James Biden firmly refuted any involvement of his brother in foreign business activities. Harvard's acting president has denounced a cartoon that's being viewed as anti-Semitic. The illustration, which has been circulated on social media by pro-Palestinian campus organizations, depicts a hand marked with the Star of David and a dollar sign. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Your courage, Miss...
French. Sylvia French. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
Didn't we always love that? And the music that comes in underneath it, that iconic James Bond theme that plays in variation all through. It's like the Mission Impossible movies where there's a theme that's so iconic. The Star Wars theme, you know, those movie themes that you can do different riffs, do play with them differently. And yet, you know, when you hear them, he's going to get the bad guys. And so that's one of the... I think your best Bond, James Bond. There's a there's something on British TV that I saw a few nights ago that basically is the overview of how Ian Fleming came to write the James Bond. It's sort of like a profile of Ian Fleming's life and the books that he wrote in the 50s about this British secret agent and where he got his ideas and stuff. It's pretty interesting as to where the ideas came from and then what you see or what you read in the books and then what you see on the screen. It really is. It's really pretty amazing, actually. And you get down to brass tacks, and that's what we do here. We are in our brass tack mode. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. It's the sweet, simple things in life which are the real ones after all. We have so many complicated things. I was thinking about that, how simple life is for some people because they make it that way. They ignore the silly stuff that's on social media. They ignore all the arguing and the fussing and the fighting that goes on, sometimes at the hand of social media and sometimes just in relationships. Look at all the people who work together that don't get along. Look at the marriages where the husband and wife don't get along. Look at the families where the sisters and brothers don't get along. Okay. What's the point of that? What is the being angry? I mean, I know a circumstance where a sister who is business partners with her brother, this lady happened to get divorced, and so in order, the family, the husband and wife had invested in this business, and so the husband needed to be paid out, and that was fine. And then it wasn't the owner's decision. They decided to get divorced, and so now the sister wants what the husband got. And even though she's still in, it's an incredible example of the entire family being in an uproar because she wants, what her husband, and they can't, they're arguing and fussing and fighting in the anger over money. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I don't get
it. And other family members get involved because there's triangulating happening where one person is talking to a different family member and kind of passing messages back and forth, and it's a hot mess. Then there are other situations where sometimes people just have really toxic family members and they cut them out of their life because that's what's best for their own mental health and for their own life moving forward.
Yep. Well, that's food for thought. Thank you for that approach to it. All right, we've been talking about the weather on the West Coast, which is modifying somewhat as we head into the middle part of the week. What do they call it, atmospheric river that has washed, I think they had five or six inches yesterday in Los Angeles, but it's going to dry out before I get there, he said. Well, that's what happened the last couple of weeks ago. The same thing happened, same amount. It didn't have quite as much rain the last couple of days as they did a couple of weeks ago, but the rain went further so that things like Death Valley. Okay, Death Valley is called Death Valley because nothing can live there because it's all a big desert, right? Well, the recent rains and the flooding, as it took its toll on California and moved eastward, if you look at some of the satellite images on the NASA website, Jay, you can see the motion, the formation, if you will, of a new lake. If you go to Badwater Basin, you can just Google Bad Water. It sounds like being a cowboy, right?
It does.
Bad Water Basin. That's in the Death Valley National Park. The lake was formed, and it supposedly, depending on the temperature and how warm it is, it'll last for a couple of months. So this is what's, the weather, and that storm is heading east. We're going to get it here. In the east, we get, because the weather goes from west to east. So I get some rain here. You'll get it on Friday. We'll get it here in New England on Saturday. And then the temperatures go down like a rock after the storm. It'll be lucky to get to 20 degrees here over the weekend on Sunday. And then it bops back up into the 50s. By Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and that's the way it's doing all across the country.
But this is why we always get sick around this time of year.
Yeah, because the weather changes so dramatically. Mm-hmm. And it really is a very interesting thing. All right, speaking about that neck of the woods, the U.S.-Mexican border is about 150 miles south of Death Valley. And this week, It was announced that there is one, listen to this, listen, stop whatever you're doing. If you're driving, turn the volume up to hear this story. Nobody's talking about this. 100 billion gallons of toxic waste, sewage, has been created along the U.S.-Mexican border because of these GD illegals. Billions of gallons of contaminated sewage that are now flowing into San Diego, as an example, from the Mexican side. So, thank you, Mr. Biden and your colleagues, for making yet another mess from your totally incompetent handling of this situation. The transboundary pollution is what it's being called now, and it's a ticking time bomb that will infest any, you know, the Tijuana River, which is nothing but a big sewer that's flowing into San Diego County. And north, it goes 120 miles from Mexico into California before it flows into the Pacific Ocean. This is by Imperial Beach, and where Coronado is, their beautiful hotel. It's a cesspool.
Uh-huh.
And this billions
this
of gallons.
This has been happening through over the last 5 years. This is an accumulation of over the last 5 years. Industrial waste, urban runoff.
Why anybody would vote for Biden is beyond me. I know some of you think it's great to be able to help people, and I'm all for helping people. No question about that. But this is not, you got to help people when it doesn't hurt you. There shouldn't be a penalty for us helping these people. Instead, we're being penalized. We're tax dollars, and then situations like this, untreated sewage flowing all over the place. What the heck is, what is this?
But this isn't even because
how
of undocumented people coming into the country. This is because of what's happening with these businesses and just in these areas that it's running into the Tijuana River and then flowing upwards.
Yeah, but the reason that they have the sewage is because there are people that are there that shouldn't be there using the facilities. That's part of what the problem is. And these viruses and the bacteria, hepatitis, crap, salmonella, listeria, you name it.
Purposely dumped into the Tijuana River that they're trying to get rid of. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah. All right, as long as we're talking about this sort of thing, Governor Abbott in Texas, I'm not a big fan of his, but I think he's on the right path. The border pass at Eagle Pass is now going to have National Guard members there. The state federal authorities are it's kind of like we're going to go to war. The state of Texas versus the United States of America. Right? This is how stupid, this is how silly this has become. So the people in Texas who voted for Abbott, they're responding. Most people are supportive of this. That is keeping the border closed. Put up the wire. The government, the federal government wants to cut the wire. And it tells you pretty much what the psychological impact is of all of this. Where are the people that want to let all these folks into the country, where's your head at? And if you're listening to this program and you think this is great, okay, let's post something, if you can, Jay, on our social media. Everybody can get into Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever at Good Day Networks and tell us whether you think, I know you're not going to tell us that you think it's a good idea, but am I being too harsh on this? Am I being too dramatic? Am I being too focused? There's nothing about this that's good. As far as I can see, not one thing about this is good. Have we helped some people that were sick or, families that needed help? Yeah, that's fine, to a point. But how do you identify them? How do you separate them out? Well, this is like a stampede. The old westerns, or even today, there are migrations of cattle from one, some of these big ranches moving the cattle from one side to another. So they have a cattle drive. This is like a cattle, it's like a herd of people, and they're being driven in some cases by the coyotes that push them across, charge them $3,000 to get them across the border, only to find there's nothing on the other side, and you've got that. And then, of course, there's the great Alejandro Mayorkas, who is critical of Governor Abbott. because of his unilateral actions on the border. Oh, yeah, there's a guy. This guy's a great asset. He's never going to get a peace. That's a waste of time and money. He's not, you know, he's... What are you putting by... okay, this is... I'll stick my foot in my mouth for a minute. By appointing somebody to a job like this, who is obviously on the side, given his background, his familial background, where his family came from, he's going to be sympathetic by design to this policy, which he more or less is the architect of at the moment. And so he says that what Governor Abbott is doing is unconscionable. According to whom? He says, deliberately refusing to communicate, coordinate, or collaborate with other public officials in our nation's interest. What's in our nation's interest is to stop this craziness. So if this guy can't see it, which he obviously can't because of his own prejudice, his own experience, whatever it is, I think that does qualify. He should be disqualified from the job. Should never have been approved by the Senate in the first place when it came to confirmation. How did he get approved? There are more Democrats in the Senate than there are Republicans. So, okay, whatever Biden wanted, we'll give him what he wants.
And then it becomes about the parties and not the American people once again.
Exactly. Yep. It really is. You can tell how is it frustrating, whatever it is. Hear the emotions of our conversation. That's one of the good things about listening to radio programs like this. We have our daily Good Day Download, which is a well-edited overview of what we've talked about on the whole show. Go to gooddayshow.com and get that. Or, and we talked about this actually yesterday, the Texas high school staff member who died from injuries after the incident, you know, was that part of this? Who knows? But there's a lot going on, and you can catch it with gooddayshow.com being the focus of listening to the program anytime during the day. It's 48 after the hour now.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Three after the hour here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner and the ever-lovable Warren Eckstein, who is here, the host of the Pet Show. Anybody who listens to the Pet Show that's actually on a lot of the same stations that carry this program know how lovable, how warm Warren is. He's like a big puppy dog, actually.
Absolutely. That's I could not agree more.
Yeah, that I knew. All right, here's a cat story. We don't have too many cat stories. There's a cat story floating around about how this cat reunited with its owners up in Montana. It was displaced in Maui in the wildfires. This is a wild story. The cat in Maui gets lost and ends up with the owners that went back to Montana. How do you like that?
That's a pretty amazing story.
Cat, yeah, it is kind of amazing. The cat's name is Mahina. It was found by the organization there, the Maui Humane Society, survived 100 days in that burn zone.
Yeah, I do a lot of work with the Maui Humane Society. Great group, by the way. A lot of work, because, we're hurting in Maui. So it's an incredible organization. It's probably the only organization there, and they do a lot of work with the community, yeah.
Yeah, right. So imagine, though, the fact that the cat was found. They posted pictures on Facebook, and somebody saw the cat and connected with the owners, and bing, bang, boom, here you go. Is a happy kitty and a happy family.
Well, there you go. Hey, speaking about cats, two things I want to go over. Number one, I quote that made me cry this morning. They say that owning a dog will bless you with the happiest days of your life and one of the worst. How true is that?
Mm-hmm.
How true is that? You know, I was just thinking about that. You know, yeah, I did. Yeah. And speaking about cats, because we can't leave cats out, I came across someone who actually emailed me and asked this question, and I'm going to ask you, Doug. Do cats have a sense of humor?
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it's their own sense of humor, not related to humans at all.
Yeah, they don't get Rodney. They don't get Rodney Dangerfield. Cats don't get Rodney Dangerfield. But they do have their own way. They do have their own way of reacting with each other and making us laugh at the same time. So I have no doubt. I can't prove it to you scientifically, and I love to have scientific proof of things. I can't prove it scientifically, but having worked with the thousands and thousands of cats I've worked with, I can honestly say that just like people, the sense of humor varies from cat to cat, just like it does from human to human or dog to dog.
Yeah. I guess when I think about the sorts of things, the communication that we have, do dogs have a sense of humor? I think Daisy has a sense of humor. As she looks at me, there's a look on her eye that when she's upset with me, I can always tell there's a sense of wryness to that, maybe. That's what it is. So pay attention to your dog's moods. For sure.
But they bring you out. They bring you out of bad
moods. Yeah, of course they're the best.
That's the important thing. Absolutely.
They bring out the best in us. They do.
Got that.
The best in us. A hiker killed a rabid coyote with his bare hands after being bitten on the leg during an attack in Rhode Island. Did you see this? The coyote attack. It's not often coyotes will go after humans.
Well, it's this time of year. They're very hungry. The time of year, they're very hungry. You know, it's breeding. So it's, in fact, I just moved to Arizona, and I was out there the other day in the morning, and they were howling like crazy. But, you know, then again, I'm very overcautious with my animals. But they got to live to, I can never understand why they don't use birth control for coyotes. It makes me crazy that they can't
they
do it.
They can put in the water.
They can put in the water. They can put in the food. They can do trap and release like they do with cats, TNR, trap and release them so they can't breathe. I don't understand it. Why they won't do that. It just makes no sense to me. Coyotes are part of our landscape, and just like wolves.
Coyotes don't have a constituency, though. They have cats have a constituency, dogs have a constituency, coyotes don't. In my instance on the farm, they kill young calves. I have no use for them. I don't want them. I destroy them or get rid of them as I can. Because they, through no fault of their own,
you need cougar pee. You can buy powdered cougar
spread it around.
And spread it around. It doesn't smell great, but let me tell you, it keeps the coyotes away.
I'm going to go into Tractor Supply today and look at the lady behind the counter.
I want to buy some urine.
Yeah. Urine. Yeah, give me some pee. Please, pass me the pee.
There you go. But it does work. It does work. It really does.
Yeah. In Kansas, lawmakers have increased penalties for anybody found guilty of harming police dogs. This seems to be something that's kind of a national thing, right? States.
Get the guillotine out. If they harm a police dog, get the guillotine. I'm not strong about it, but that's how I feel.
Right. Get the guillotine. All right. There he is, mild-mannered Warren Eckstein. You'll hear more of that this weekend on The Pet Show. Check out where it's heard at petshow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.